Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
Oh, okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and what is the year of your birth? Just the year is fine.
1956.
Okay. All right, sir, and what is the highest level of school that you have completed, the highest degree that you have received?
A graduate degree.
Okay, graduate degree. Okay, would that be MS, BDS?
A math, MS.
Okay. Masters, okay, got you. All right, sir, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No, I'm black.
Okay, and that was going to be the next question. What is your race? You say you're black, okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir, now are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
I am registered. I voted ever since I was 18.
Okay. And how satisfied would you say you are with the direction in which the country, would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Okay. All right, sir, and as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November 2024 elections? A 10 meaning that you are extremely likely to vote, a 5 that you are neither likely or unlikely to vote, or 0 meaning that you are not likely to vote?
10.
Okay, extremely likely. All right, sir, now how motivated are you to vote in November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated and 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
10.
Okay. All right, sir, now how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate that amount of power that you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, but 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Okay. All right, sir, now thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2 choices, okay? Voting rights and democracy, abortion, criminal justice reform, and police violence, racism and discrimination, jobs and the economy, crime and violence.
The first one that you mentioned.
One would be voting rights and democracy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what about student loan forgiveness, Israel, Palestine conflict, immigration, cost of living and inflation, teaching history in schools, climate change, and health care?
All of those are important.
But can you give me one more that to be, you know, the most important to you?
Abortion rights.
Abortion, okay, abortion rights, all right. Okay, all right. All right, sir, and now I like to rate your feelings, how you feel about some people and some groups of people, okay, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 5 that you feel neither warm or cold, like a neutral, okay, but 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know, have never heard of that people or groups, please indicate that as well, okay? The first one will be Hakeem Jeffries. From 0 to 10.
With 10 being what now?
Very warm and favorable.
10.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
0.
Kamala Harris.
10.
10. Okay. Joe Biden.
8.
8. Tim Walz.
10.
10. And black members of Congress?
10.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party or independent candidate, or undecided?
Okay, Kamala Harris.
All right. All right, sir. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris?
10.
Very certain, somewhat certain?
Very certain.
Okay. All right, sir. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate? Or undecided?
The Democratic candidate.
All right. And would you say that Democrats in Congress keep all their promises, some of their promises, only a few of their promises, or none of their promises to black to black Americans?
I'd say
some of their promises, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be, you know, the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
More likely.
Okay. Would that be much more or just somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Much more. All right. All right, sir. Was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Biden.
Would that be much better under Biden or just somewhat better under Biden?
Much better.
Much better. All right, sir. Now, we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I'm only going to read you some statements that are left, and I really appreciate your time, okay? Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. With 10 means the statement raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. A 0 means it doesn't raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. And a 5 is somewhere in the middle. Okay, you may use any number between 0 and 10. Okay, black entrepreneurs have worked, you know, hard to build generational wealth in black communities, create jobs, and support the local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to black-owned businesses, and attacking organizations working to include more black Americans in wealth creation. Does that make you, does not raise any doubts in the middle, or raises a lot of concerns from 0 to 10?
Now, and you're saying as far as what Republicans are going to do to that?
Yes, sir. After listening to that, raises a lot of concern?
Yes.
Okay. What number would you give it from 0 to 10? Or how, 10. You know, you're concerned. 10. Okay, Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans will gut health care coverage for black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allowing corporations to pollute our communities and eliminate benefits we have paid into such as Social Security. Does that raise any concerns? Does not raise any concerns? Oh, 10, okay. All right, sir. Education is the foundation of success, you know, and opportunity. But Republicans want to strip away access to education for black Americans by gutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help black students afford college, and banning African American history from our schools. Does not raise concerns in the middle, or raises a lot of concerns from 0 to 10?
That raises a lot of concerns. Number 10.
All right. Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of rights to make decisions about their own bodies. With black women facing this disproportionate impact, more than, you know, half of black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care thanks to Trump. And Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that would restrict access even further, putting the lives and health of black women at risk. that's not really racist concern in the middle of racist skin. All right, sir. And the last one says, in 2020, Trump told, the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. If he loses and we saw the resulting carnage at the Capitol on January 6th, Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on a stage at every MAGA rally. He promised, the immunity if he wins and a bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning this violent rhetoric. Our communities must send a resounding message this election, not on our watch. Would that say does not raise any concerns in the middle, or raises a lot of concern?
Raises a lot of concern. It's a chance.
All right, sir. Because it raises a lot of concern. Okay. All right. All right, sir, and thinking on the message you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to two options, okay? The first one says, we cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedoms that, so many sacrificed for before us. The other one says, black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. Number three, we cannot sit by while mega extremists try to steal our children's future. Number four, we cannot stand by, while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. And the last one say, we fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far right extremists.
Number three.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And we have just a few more questions to ask you. I'm going to ask you the same questions I asked you at the beginning, just in case you change your mind. As you may know, there will be an election for president in U.S. Congress and other state and local offices in November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming 2024? Okay. All right. 10. All right, sir. And how motivated are you to vote in November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you're not motivated. All right. 10. All right, sir. And sometimes, in a survey like this, people change their mind. Okay. And sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or undecided?
The Democratic candidate, Kamala Harris.
All right. And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat progressive.
Somewhat progressive. Okay. All right, sir. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. All right, sir. And do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Okay. And how would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Okay. All right, sir. And now, for whom did you vote on the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay. All right, sir. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, okay?
Okay, about 75,000.
75. Okay, so I got 65 to 75. Is that fine?
Right. Okay.
All right, sir. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? Once, twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
Once a week.
All right. All right, sir. With this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
You too. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.